Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Gentlemen, back for the second go-round of the one that was so popular not too long ago, a thing called the Monster Mash. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Bobby Figgins.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. My love to Tori in the castle east, to the master bedroom. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
Hello, hello, Heel Squad. Happy Monday. Happy Monster Mash Monday.
It's almost Halloween.
Kevin's getting us ready and in the spirit for Halloween. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you are in this beautiful, crazy world.
Little shout out to Bobby Boris Pickett, Maria, a one-hit wonder that made him, that he lived off for the rest of his life.
This
right?
was his one hit.
Yes, he did like a B-side, I think, Monster Party or something that didn't do as much. But yes, this was his bread and butter, and he performed this live till he passed just
Will
a few years
ago. Will you make sure
ago.
Natasha puts a link to this in the summary of the episode? I want people to be able, excuse me, guys. I want people to be able to see his face as he's performing it because it's so cool.
This is him performing on American Bandstand with Dick Clark. Maria, did you ever meet Dick Clark all the years in the business? Isn't that interesting?
I don't remember. You would remember. Kevin's my USB. I usually don't remember much.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it.
You know, I know I've interviewed Matt Perry. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard by now he passed away tragically this weekend. It was really, really sad. And I never watched Friends in its time. I never watched Seinfeld or like that heyday of like TV. But I just started watching Friends on the plane the last, let's say, year and a half, 2 years. And it's the funniest show ever. I mean,
it's up there.
I Love Lucy is still like my favorite.
Well, boom. I Love Lucy is the beginning. You know, that gets you in, but if you just in an apples to apples comparison, it'd be like comparing a basketball player from who was the greatest in the 50s to yeah. one today.
Good point.
So,
but Friends, literally, guys, I am screaming laughing out loud on the plane, looking like a psycho. It makes me laugh so hard. It's such innocent fun and so sweet.
I never thought it would touch so many generations because, you know, millennials, Gen Z, and even, you know, ongoing young Gen Z are obsessed with it.
Yeah. So it's really a sad ending to his story.
I mean, even young kids, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and his kids are early teens, and they were asking what happened, and they were confused about it. And this is, you know, someone who's outside of the business, and he was saying, you know, sometimes when you have that much success that young, maybe it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel it was that with him. I feel like there were other things going on.
Well, we send his family.
So sad.
Lots of love and prayers. Yeah. And for any of the fans out there, obviously, that are mourning too. Friends, we've had a crazy little go these last few days here in our home. Athena has been sick with a cold, and her little immune system is fighting this. So I'm doing steam showers with her and the whole thing, and sucking out her nose boogies with the nose Frida and the bulb, and just doing everything that I can. And then in the midst of this, my dad got sick, and he had a doctor appointment on Friday, and he's like, I'm not gonna go, which is my dad's MO. He doesn't want to go to the doctors, you know. No. And I'm like, he's like, I have a cold, they're not gonna let me. I go, well, let's just COVID test you, and then you can show them that you took a test and you're negative. He ended up being positive. And I was like, oh my God, he's positive. But, you know, with COVID now, we all know it's mutated so much, or it just doesn't have the same effect. So I didn't think anything of it for the first few hours. And then later I was like, wait, Kevin, he's 79 years old and he has COVID again. Like, we need to be worried. So then out comes out, I brought out the pulse meters, the breath meters, the blood pressure machines, like everything to make sure he's good. And he's doing really well, thankfully, but he's weak and he's tired and he's not wanting to eat. So I just sent up a...
Well, he is on the supermodel diet too, so...
Yeah.
Meaning, like, I don't know with him if it's appetite loss. He's so obsessed with... He lost how much? He brags to everyone. He lost...
Definitely 25 pounds or
and
something.
So and so that's why he just doesn't... He really is...
Yeah.
Very...
And he really did do the supermodel diet where he just stopped eating.
Yeah. He was like, he skips meals. I mean, I don't want to put this out there anyway, but he skips meals and he's just like, no, I'm on my diet. I lost 25 pounds. Look at my... Because his stomach is, it's flat.
But now he knows, he's like, I'm getting too skinny. And after this, you know, he's been bedridden the last couple of days. He's like, Maria, look at my legs. I go, oh, they're supermodel legs, Dad. So anyway, he's doing well, but it's like so sad not having him here.
It's just weird.
He's like upstairs in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Leaving food at his door. I brought him up a big soup bowl last night. I'm like, your soup's here. This morning I made French toast. I'm like, when he makes breakfast in the morning, he's always like, breakfast is ready, really loud in the house. So I brought him up his French toast and left it at the door and said, breakfast is ready. I asked him for a 5-star Yelp review. and I was bummed because the other day, and we had like kept changing the day we were going to do the pumpkin patch here in our little town.
First visit with Athena.
We had done it with my mom and dad and all of our dogs, which was just kind of a disaster that day, but really great pictures that will live on forever. and we were going to have Lauren from Forward Female, our web team that's amazing and works so hard, come take pictures, because we haven't taken any professional pictures yet.
I know. Well, can I honestly, well, we people recommended photographs.
And, oh my God.
And I don't know, you know, what what other people do, but the price I saw, I'm like, no.
It was so crazy.
I'm going to take it
on
my phone.
iPhone pictures are just as good.
I mean, I don't want to discredit good photographers. Yeah. No, because sometimes
they take
I see
beautiful pictures and they look idyllic and gorgeous. But at the same time, I'm like, I just can't spend that kind of money. It's crazy.
The fact that because the technology is what it is and younger people are more prolific with technology, my advice is you can find people out there that are hustling, that want to make extra money, that will do a really nice job for you without the, you know, the old school photographers that just charge the, you know, and again, if you have the money and more power to everyone, if that's how, what you want to do it, but I get it because the picture does last forever and I've seen these gorgeous photos that I understand 20 years later, it's like, wow. But yeah, I'm glad we're not going down that road. I mean, never mind, because with Max.
Yeah, so we did the pumpkin patch.
We'll get to that later, but when you think of the Max bill, that's where money goes.
So we'll get to that, but pumpkin patch day. So we go to the pumpkin patch. First of all, Kevin's been so busy. I feel like I barely see you. And I, and you were traveling cause you just went and did your, or started treatments for your mold and all of that, which we'll get to as well. Cause I want to ask you some questions and I know the Hill Squad's going to want to know a little bit more about what you did, but we, you know, I thought Kevin was going to cancel on me and you didn't.
On the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. Cause it's so easy to cancel the fun stuff. Like that just is always what goes out the window.
Yeah.
When you're busy, and we are busy, and a lot's happening, and you didn't, and I was so excited, and then...
Well, I was really scared. I remember whoever I was working with that day, I said, heart out, this time I have to go to the pumpkin patch.
But you know, these are the moments in life that you'll remember. You're not going to remember spending more time at the studio fixing cords and tables.
No, that's true.
You're going to remember spending a day with her.
But I will say... Well, the pictures were good, but she's interesting because, you know, it was a lot for her. But what I found funny is how many other 3 to 6 month olds and everyone doing the same thing, toting their little baby around for the photos.
All just, about the photos with photographers or with, you know, their family taking pictures, whatever.
Props and, you know, and it was cute, you know, and you start asking
like
other people.
Animals.
Yeah. How old is your baby? And but when Athena got home, because she started getting tired and cranky, there's too much stimulation, Maria.
Yeah, she wasn't her happiest. And if you know Athena, you know she's always smiling and always happy. And we got there and she was like 15 minutes away from her next feeding. So she was already, it was like time to eat. So, you know, we took some pictures, then we fed her, then we had to change her because we had multiple outfits because they were so cute. And then, of course, Kevin had gotten her a hot dog costume.
I wanted her to be a hot dog.
For Halloween. And I'm sitting there, and the whole time I've been thinking, like, my Halloween costumes are so much cuter.
They are, but it also, it's so cheap, honey, my costume.
But yours actually ended up being perfect there because there was a hot dog stand. And if you know anything about our history, Kevin used to be a hot dog vendor. And then I joined him to help him pay off bills for the movie that he made back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so hot dog business is part of our past. And so I'm sure that's part of the reason you got it for her. Did you just think a hot dog would be funny?
No, I just thought, because I wrap her every morning, make her a burrito.
But then you didn't get a burrito costume, you got a hot dog.
I said, you're a hot dog, sausage. And I'm like, you're going to be a hot dog, you're going to be a sausage. And then then the hot dogs were stuck, and I went and I got the cheap costume on Amazon.
But the cheap costume, when you look at the pictures, popped so much.
It looked so stupid.
Oh, it was so adorable. Ooh, excuse me. We haven't slept because we had another emergency last night. But again, we'll get to that. So pumpkin patch day was fun. We took her abuelita.
Yeah, grandma was there.
It was so cute, but it was sad. I really wanted my dad to be a part of that. I wanted everybody, Demi, the whole team, the whole squad.
It was good. Violet had fun because she said, I haven't done this in her kids have grown up. She's like, I haven't done this in 15 years.
I know, but it was like nothing. She's like helping me change her and do everything in like 2 seconds. Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
But
Super V.
So Pumpkin Patch Day was fun, but what was interesting and what Kevin was starting to touch on is she wasn't herself there. It was just too much stimulation, I think. And when she got home, all smiles.
Yeah.
No matter how tired she was, all smiles, back to being happy. She really loves being home. And we're starting to see that trend because even when we took her to church for her first blessing, afterwards we went to a restaurant and she again was a little crabby, not really like excited to be there, obviously.
So she's like you personality wise, it seems like, because I say she has massive FOMO since she was 2 months old. When we're sitting at tables, she wants to face everyone at the table. She doesn't want to be with her head over your shoulder unless she can see everybody. So she's from 2 months old. She had to be sat.
Yeah, when we would play Uno at the table with everybody.
Yeah, play cards. And so that part, she's like you. But, you know, I'm a homebody. Maybe that part, she's like me.
We shall see.
She's so young. I mean, I just think it's a lot of stimulation for that age.
So we've had Athena down with the cold. We've got my dad down with COVID. First of all, Kevin came back pretty wiped out from his treatments. We'll get to him in a second. But then last night, another emergency. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with that one.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
I want to mash.
So This is the Monster's Mash Party, his B-side. You know, back in the day, they had B-sides. Do you know what they were?
No, I don't even know what a B-side is.
Okay, so do you remember a 45 record?
Okay.
The small little record called 45. The one side would have the hit. The other side was called the B-side.
Hey, you actually played records like you really had records.
Oh, as a kid? Sure.
See, I was cassette tape. That's it.
Yeah, well.
I knew of records, obviously.
May I say this, though, Maria? If you are a fan of the 70s, even the 80s, may I ask you to check out the Christmas Specials We Love podcast, because we covered Halloween of the 70s and 80s.
Ooh.
This week.
Where do we get it?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Why don't you have Natasha link to that?
Well, I think we usually do.
Oh, I'm just making sure.
Oh, I don't know if you know it. It is produced by Heel Squad.
Did you ask my permission?
No. I didn't even know it was.
So funny.
So I don't think Halloween, this one did. Yeah.
We didn't get any costumes together this year.
Nope.
We were going to be something with Athena at one point. We were going to be Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch or something. But because I got her Cookie Monster. Wait, is Cookie Monster different?
No, he's Cookie part Monster, of the Sesame Street family. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. So I got her a Cookie Monster costume and then a little bunny costume. She's so going to be cute. But I don't even know. We're just going to take pictures here. I'm scared to go out anywhere.
Wait, we have our friends have their kids' party on Tuesday.
Who?
Jason.
Oh, we are going to take her somewhere.
Yeah, she's going as Cookie Monster.
Oh, but it's going to be so late at night, and she's going to come off her routine, and she's sick.
Oh, is she going to be Cookie Monster?
Should we Cookie Monster here? That's the thing that's so hard, is she has to be in bed by 6:37. You know, lately she's been off her schedule, and it's been really hard for her, I think. But, yeah. Oh.
Do you know where Bobby Boris Pickett was from?
No.
Somerville.
Somerville, Mass?
Yes, he was.
No way.
Yes, he was.
Oh, how cool.
Yep.
All right, friends. Well, we teased you before the break with our last emergency, so here goes. Last night, Kevin comes home from work, and I've been single momming all day, so I'm like ready to take my quick break and pass Athena over to him so I can do a few things. And I'm kind of looking at Max. We sat down to eat dinner, and I'm noticing he keeps coming up to me doing this weird bark. So I would bring him outside, but he didn't want to go outside. So I would go outside with him, and he would walk in circles, and then he would lay down, which was so not like him, and just something was wrong. And after the second time out and he's doing circles, I looked at Kevin. I go, Kev, I think Max has bloat. Max is our German Shepherd, as you know. And he's like, no. And so I kind of just retreated inside and started thinking and looking at him. I go online, I look at the symptoms of bloat, and I'm now 100% sure he has bloat. We've had this before with Athena, our standard poodle Athena.
If you remember the movie Marley and Me, the dog in that had bloat. It's
really?
When the stomach twists.
Is that what Marley died of? I never watched
it. Well, eventually, yeah. But the first thing issue they had, I think they fixed it. And then,
he
succumbed to it the second time. But often, you know, because what happens is the stomach twists. I'm just going to give you the layperson's. And what they do is if they can get it soon enough, they pin the stomach. They untwist it and they pin it to the side of, you know, to side of the intestine, so it doesn't do it again. When Athena had it, she was having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, it already had started blocking her oxygen supply.
And so that's why with her, I said, oh my God, let's go. And I knew, but with Max, he wasn't doing that. He was just walking around a lot. And so I was, you know, again, this is where I think the bad side of the male comes out, because we're like, nah, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, I think women are better.
Well, I'm the diagnoser in the family.
Yes.
I always say, don't doubt me. I always know.
He's the diagnoser.
So,
I am the nurse practitioner.
With Athena, the standard poodle, back in the day, Kevin was at work and she's doing circles. And I go, Kevin, please come home right now. Something's wrong. He races home. And I said, just take her to the vet. I have some more research to do. And I just, because I couldn't lose the time researching. Halfway in his drive to the vet, I go, she has bloat. Tell them to operate immediately because she has literally minutes maybe. And that's what happened. I think she had 5 or 10 minutes left, they said, and she would have died.
Yeah.
Like, you have to move so fast.
You know, you have to really be, because I remember dealing with a somewhat belligerent person that was at the desk of the hospital I went to with Athena, whatever, 10, 15 years ago. And I remember just going in and saying, it's bloat. And it was almost, he was like rolling his eyes, like, yeah, like, what is it? And I said, no, it's bloat. I know it's bloat. You have to right now. You've got to treat her right away. And I was very forceful and demanding. What I liked about today's hospital.
Bobo's scratching at our chair. No, Bobo.
He's making his little nest. He's very sad without his big brother.
I know.
But what I really admired about this, the new place I went to, as soon as I said it's bloat, they didn't give me the, because a lot of times, like all doctors and practitioners, they sometimes, not all, but many look at you and say, yeah, okay.
How would you know?
It's even contractors do that with you. It's like, okay, stupid homeowner. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you've been on Google, right? How many times did you hear that? They'll say, oh boy, yeah, you've been Googling.
Yeah.
But these people, they, as soon as they heard the word bloat, got right on the intercom, we have something, we have bloat, boom. And they came right out and took Max.
Thank God. And so, so Athena, I had diagnosed back then, so I have experience with it. Oh, we got a helicopter above us.
Probably another home invasion. Oh boy, that's really rattling everything. He's low.
Guys, this is a wild, wild show today. And Athena's cooing and coughing over there. So I knew. I just knew. And I raced Kevin out of here really, really fast. And he had emergency surgery last night. They called at midnight to tell us that it had gone well. They did have to take his spleen. And I was like, oh, cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Max and I both don't have spleens. We both have pancreas issues. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
He has EPI. His pancreas isn't able to create the enzymes to digest his food. So he has to have this product called Panacare that pre-digests his food. And so it's so interesting. All of our dogs, like two of our dogs had brain tumors. We just have had a lot of similarities with our babies, which is very, very interesting. I didn't think about that till just now, but
I thought of it last night when you texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Max is doing great. So I went this morning to see him. Kevin joined me right after. And they brought him out, and he was walking like normal.
And happy, and he's like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone loved him there, too, which is so nice.
Yeah, I was laughing because I'm like, it's so strange to be in public with him. They're like, why? And I go, because he loves you guys, and he wants to kiss all of you. But if he's at my house, he wants to eat you. I go, it's just two sides of Max, Jekyll and Hyde.
He's Gronk.
He does his job.
He's Gronk. He has his pool parties like Gronk, but then on the field. He, you know.
So that was Max last night. They said that he'll be able to come home tomorrow. And yeah, I am not excited for that vet bill. That is not going to be pretty.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
Why, you already know something?
Yeah, of course I know. I had to sign off on it.
Oh my God, what did they say?
Never mind, I'm not going to say.
Okay.
It's a lot of money, and I just, I'm grateful that we have him, and he, you know, and I'm grateful we have the means. I feel really bad for other people that don't, you know.
So, it's really expensive to have a dog these days.
It really is. And I don't say that to dissuade anyone. But in the certain things like this, this is acute.
Yeah.
You have to deal with it. There's other things. I know we go to the vet and sometimes I'm like, why are we here? And I end up spending a lot of money I don't need to. But this is where Western medicine comes in handy.
Yeah, you have no choice.
You know, and I don't know. I was really afraid they were going to find cancer.
Yeah.
That's what I was really afraid of. And so when she came in and said bloat, she got really bad news. And I was like, ready to just lose it. And she said, it's this commonly called bloat. I'm like, oh my God, can I hug you? And she was confused. I said, no, it's fine. I know what you're going to say. So no, operate, pin the stomach. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was afraid of, because I think when, you know, that's when I see you start spending money like crazy for just a few months in a lot of, I guess it's case to case.
Well, in our last shepherd, he went into the doctor and Kevin had to call me and say, they have to put him down right away. You got to get here fast. And I'm like, wait, what? It was like completely out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And they said this cancer had spread throughout his whole body. It was just 1 or 2 days he stopped eating.
He stopped 16 years old. And then one day he just didn't eat. He had the biggest appetite. And I'm like, huh, this is weird. And that's all it was.
Yeah. So we're happy to report Max is doing well. And I'm really excited to get him back home because Bobo is sitting here and he's been very sad today. His little buddy's in the hospital. So, you know, you guys probably have all had experience with the dogs. They get sad. Meanwhile, can you hear Athena in the background, guys?
She's trying to keep herself occupied. Go, go, little Athena. Can we take one more break? We'll come back and we can talk about your exciting day at Target.
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun at Target. But also I want to ask you about your treatments that you did, because this was the first time Kevin has really done something this intense for his health. You've kind of focused on your health in little ways.
I have flirted, but nothing.
You're such a flirt. You get all excited, you buy all the things, you buy all the supplements they tell you, and then you won't do them.
No, or I do them and I stop. After I'm done with them, I'm done with them. So yeah, no, I haven't focused at all on it.
I might have to pick up Athena and bring her, and you guys might be hearing your coo and caw through the rest of this episode.
Wait, we'll see. We'll be right back.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
It's a very spooky Monday.
Athena's face, her eyes are wide open with the look. Wow, Athena.
Is Daddy playing spooky music?
This is from Halloween, 1978. First movie, Michael Myers.
Oh, is it?
Jamie Lee Curtis, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, so We're going to be re-entering Halloween celebrations now with Snoogie. Snoogie is my nickname for Athena.
Mm-hmm.
But with Athena, we're going to be... Hi, honey. I'm looking at you, too. We're going to be celebrating it in a whole different way.
I mean, you think, but the world has gotten so crazy. I didn't really get to see exactly what happened, but I saw a shooting in Tampa this weekend. Oh, and people were in their Halloween costumes. Like,
oh, my goodness.
It's just so scary out there.
What about trunk or treat?
What's trunk or treat?
You know, people go to a parking lot, you know, people who know each other, and everyone has the candy in their trunk of their car, and people go from car to car. And, you know, Daddy has his ridiculous, stupid car collection.
You could just do it with your cars.
I can think of a little lime green Pinto that's going to be fantastic at Trunk or Treat.
Can I just ask? So you know, honey.
What?
Maybe the Heel Squad knows. I'm obsessed with her little Tootsies.
Yeah, they are cute.
Oh my God, I just kiss them nonstop. But I remember being like that with Benjamin's little Tootsies too.
Yeah.
Just something about little babies. Do you want to say hi to everyone, Athena? Say hi.
Hi, beautiful girl.
She's already said hola, I love you, and hi, and Zoila, the baby nanny who comes and helps me. She's already said so many things. And she's just 4 months old. She goes, hey.
She loves, just like, she's sitting up right now, and again, she's part of the podcast, and she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she's at her best. Yeah. Good girl.
Do you want this?
She is a grade one spitter.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Today my, I was covered. That's why now I'm starting to come up with spitter wardrobes where I'm just wearing clothes that I just know are going to be able to take the day's worth of spitting.
Mm-hmm. It's
you know,
so funny.
What we dadfluencers go through, I just really want, you know, to say it's not easy being a dadfluencer. Oh, anyway, what do you think of a new, I was approached today to do a new dad, new mom show.
A new dad, new mom show?
A new mom, new dad show.
Okay.
Just all about being a new mom and a new dad.
Oh,
all the things to expect.
For you to do it with this other person?
Yes.
So, and she's a new mom?
Yeah. New mom has a baby, well, Athena's age, and then one that's three. So we shall see. You know, I'm a dadfluencer, so.
Boo. You're a busy dad.
But I'm the dadfluencer.
You're the dadfluencer.
Yeah, I'm huge.
Athena, what do you think?
Did
tell
you see
Daddy's
the reaction
already...
from TMZ? We were at the airport, and they were trying to ask you all those gotcha questions.
They didn't actually try to ask me anything. I was worried they were going to.
And then you referred them back to me.
Yep, dadfluencer.
And I said dadfluencer, and I did the soft smile peace sign, and they loved it.
So... Today we, you know, because she's got this cough, I went to go get her this organic elderberry cough syrup stuff. Honey, what was it called in case people want to know what?
Let me look up. Let me look.
Look it up. Mommy something.
Mommy Bliss.
Mommy Bliss. Yeah, that was what Dr. Allison suggested. And...
Mommy's Bliss.
Mommy's Bliss cough syrup.
Yeah.
But there's also immune support with elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, and while we were there, we were inspired by his niece who has a little baby, Athena's age, and she's on one of those, you know, those like rolling little play things that you sit in and they can like walk around in. So we bought her one, and it's just kind of the perfect age for her. She loves it. And so she's in there and she's got all these little toys around her that she can like play with and look at and be entertained, but it's all developmental kind of toys. But then I was like, Kevin, I waited for years to be able to buy her clothes in here.
Target, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't bought her anything other than a couple like, you know, sleep sack things, onesies, you know, online. And so we got her two warm, you know, those kind of, what would you call them, Kev? They're like jammy onesies, but they're really puffy and...
Yeah, and coodly.
Coodly.
Yeah.
So we used the Dreamland weighted sleep sacks because Kevin started using weighted stuff on her and it seemed to help her with the reflex thing.
Just so I can tell everyone, there's a weighted heating pad that I use for... self-care, you know, I'll put on my chest and I turn it on and it's warm and it's nice, but it's small. It's just for what I just said it is. However, what I noticed is without turning it on, when I would put it over her legs, because she's a big kicker, like, and what I read is a lot of infants are kicking and flapping the arms, and that would wake her up. So when I had her as dadfluencer / night nurse, I implemented this on the lower half of her body and tucked it around, and she just sleeps all through the night when I do it. So it was a little hack.
Yeah, so we got the little, I was not into the whole idea of weighted sleep sacks. I still don't know for sure, but it has worked for her. So,
she's yawning.
What can I do? Oh, now she gave me the yawns. But it was so cute to be at Target and like looking at her little clothes. So we did get her two little outfits and this little play yard thing. Not play yard, it's like a mobile play thing. Hi.
Yes.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to say hello to the heel squad? Yeah.
Before we finish up, Kev, why don't you share with everybody a little bit of what you did down in Texas?
I went, Dan Huber,
wants to share.
Guest of the show, blue light expert in many things, actually. And he had he suffered from mold poisoning. And mold toxicity has really knocked him out. And he was, it just spoke to me when he did the interview with him, because he was saying it was caffeine to get him through the day and alcohol to fall asleep at night. And although I wasn't doing the alcohol to fall asleep, it's caffeine all day. I'll fall asleep, but I'm up at 2 a.m. and then I'm up all night after that, wide awake. But everything he described just spoke to me. And then when I went, every time I go into any house that's musty or moldy, I get severe migraines. And seeing Athena and knowing I'm an older dad, I'm a dad of a certain age, and knowing that I need a 30-year run, it really woke me up, because I've always put health on the back burner. I've always said, don't worry about it. I'll just push through. And I was like, you know, I really need to take this serious. And if I do have this window, I better take it. And Dan had astutely said to me, he said, if you don't come now, you won't come till next year.
Yep.
He's like, because I know you're a lot like me.
Well, and also the holidays just take away all of our availability.
Yeah. And I'm a lot like, we're a lot alike, him and I, because we just have a million things going on. So he was completely accurate. And so I committed. Everyone down there at the clinic was lovely.
How many days did you do? 4?
I think it was 3 days. I got there Sunday night. And yeah, no, that's right. And I stayed till Thursday, and we crammed in a lot of lot of blood work that's going to come back this week. We did a battery of tests for allergies. So both of my arms were just needles after needles after needles of, you know, different variants that would show allergies. And
had you ever done an allergy panel?
Not since I was a kid. And I mean, severe allergies to dust, bites. And that's why those renovations now, Maria, just the damp.
Yeah,
the
you've
mold,
said you have such
dust.
an aversion now.
I went to a plant, a bottling plant. So I'm working with Mercedes on something, and we went to this giant bottling plant, and it's a factory and it's in the middle of construction. I had to say halfway through the tour of the plant, I just said, listen, I said, please, can we?
And you normally would never.
I would never. And I said, guys, I'm sorry to say. And, you know, and they were just confused. I was like, can we just get outside and get to daylight? Because I have a really bad allergy to dust and damp. And so when I went to the sun, I immediately started feeling better. And we know sun is what kills mold. So we went through, so I could tell, I was alert to that, that I was, could tell what foods I'm allergic to, at least right now.
Was there anything you were allergic to that you were surprised and that you were eating a lot of?
Almonds.
Wow. And you were doing almond milk.
Yeah. I have found, and I want to ask them more about this, I have found sometimes the things you're eating the most of is what shows up. But the doctor comes up with, it's an antigen therapy where they now come up with a concoction of various elements of the allergens to start helping your body deal with them, to balance your body's immune system. I'm not there yet because we're just gathering the data.
Got it.
Then the last thing I did was biofeedback, and I really want to have the person on the show who did the biofeedback, because that was...
What is biofeedback?
So biofeedback is basically quantum physics. You hold a couple of paddles, and you've got... Sometimes it's... I held paddles with her, with this person's machine. Others, you can hold paddles and maybe have electrodes hooked up to your head, sometimes your ankles. And basically they run these programs that can tell what you can eat, what you shouldn't eat. They can talk, I mean, it's weird, Maria. I mean, they can talk about Tina.
Sorry, guys. Okay, Muffin. Okay, Angel.
They can talk about even your life force being high or low. They can tell if you're under psychic attack. I mean, crazy.
Wild.
It's really wild. It's really wild. But she had said, what came up was I was exposed to some kind of flu. Athena!
Okay, Angel.
She loves when you go near the light. Okay. I think I can fix it. Can Daddy do it? What, Daddy? Watch Daddy come.
No,
we gotta go into boss mode.
Let's go to Daddy.
Here we go. We go to boss mode. Do, 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 do.
Well, now everyone got to hear live how Daddy is the one who knows how to do it.
Did you just make Mama look bad on
the
show?
She just likes to face everybody. See? So, listen, I'm early in the process, but I'm leaning in. Red light is supposed to be good. I'm going to work on that. And then I really do need to come up with a regimen. I told you, Maria, Dan does 20 minutes. He's got his cold plunge. He's got, I need.
His non-negotiables.
Yeah. You know, I need something. Ozone therapy is supposed to be good. I mean, it's all different things. I want to find the regular guy workaround, charcoal pills, but we're not there yet. We're just, like I said, we're in the middle of gathering the data. It really speaks to me about, you know, and the doctor had said with COVID, sometimes post-COVID, in layman's terms, the doctor said sometimes it feels like almost like a layer of glue that attaches to the inside of the lungs. And I said, oh my goodness, that's exactly how I feel. Because I'm not out of breath going out of upstairs and things like that, Maria. I just, when I want to yawn, it's harder for me. It's harder for me to take deep breaths. And he said, yeah, that's what it is. That's what this doctor had said, Dr. Hamill, who runs the facility. So again, it was a good first step. And now I just need to start putting this stuff into practice.
Yeah.
Hi, good girl.
We got to get Daddy in front of that red light. So
yeah.
Guys, the red light, and we could talk more about this. And I feel like we should have Dr. Allison back on the show to talk about some of these different kind of treatments.
And we have to, Miriam, we have to find, Dr. Allison, and I love her, but she is so on point. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk to her about some workarounds for some of the more affordable red lights.
Well, there's the small ones that you bought.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Dr. Allison approved of that, but I feel like it's something like that. The little box.
They have little ones. And so even, you know, it was just suggested to me to put one red light in the studio and one, I think, UV light so that it can balance off all the other artificial lights. Because artificial light, guys, is really, really bad for us. But I'm going to have Dr. Allison share that with us because she'll be much more knowledgeable on how to explain it. And red light, even if you look at it, the NIH on PubMed released an article that talks about all the things that it's good for. So we can do more in-depth about that and share with you guys. But we're all doing the red light now, and I'm getting really religious about it. I've been doing it every day the last couple days. I did it in the hospital when I was recovering from pancreas surgery. I had my little one that you bought. But they have red light saunas now and all kinds of things to help you in your healing journeys. But I think Athena's basically wrapping the show today.
Yes, she's wrapping the show.
She's wrapping the
show.
You
did a great job hosting your first show, Angel.
She's wearing her little black onesie hoodie and she looks so cute.
She looks so cute, that little tadpole. She's doing such a good job. That was a great show you did. So good.
This is us just balancing mommy and daddyhood at the same time as we have to produce a show. So thank you, friends, for being on the journey with us and for being so accommodating to
you know that tune I always sing, Jeremy? Well, one of the ones I always sing.
Okay.
Bunny Hop.
What? Yeah, and she laughs like she is now. Do you like it when Daddy does that? Yeah, she literally looks just like Kevin.
It's my baby, huh? For now, anyway.
It's my baby. She's my baby.
Well, she maybe look like me, but hopefully have your personality.
Huh. Oh my gosh, she is the love of my life. Heal Squad, we love you. We hope wherever you are in this world.
You have an amazing Halloween.
You have an amazing day.
I hope you get really good candy.
Enjoy Halloween, whatever you do, even if you do nothing, because we're really just going to dress her up. And by the way, because we're not posting her, although Kevin keeps defying that whole idea.
Because Daddy's a danfluencer.
And he keeps posting on Heel Squad. And I'm like, do you know how hard it is for me?
Oh, you're making your cry. No, Daddy's a danfluencer.
The pictures are just for us. But have fun tomorrow. Be safe. We love you. In the meantime,
listen,
be nice people.
Make good choices and be present. And one more thing, Maria. And if you are the type of person that, you know, you want to have your little cheat for the holiday, I can't say enough about the half-price Halloween candy the day after. Come on, people.
I saw you looking at it at Target.
Yeah, I look at it very nostalgic. That was my one time a year I would get
a... It was like a caramel corn crunch mix. And I'm like, I even saw it. I was like, this looks good.
Yeah. And then, you know, I like used to like getting the fun size Snickers and Three Musketeers and Milky Ways. That's how it used to be for Daddy.
Days.
Not anymore, though. Not anymore. Wow, not anymore.
Because when you know better, you do better.
I think so.
And then you get better.
Wow, you get better, Athena. Is that true? Bye, baby. Say goodnight.
Oh, okay. With that,
adios, friends.
Yeah.
No, you stop. You're good girl.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili Wonderful Pistachios. Wonderful Pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.